A simple, viable way to briefly explore five choices or options using the tarot is to try the five alternatives layout. If you only have four viable choices, the final option can simply be other. Other is a choice that you're not yet aware of. Sometimes in private readings, we don't have time to explore five choices in five layouts. Five tarot layouts can take up a whole 1 hour reading. Instead, I'll ask the person to list each possible choice and I'll write them down in a line. Then I'll ask the person to think about one option and select one card. It's like a 5 one-card cards, except the choices all relate to one goal or issue. So a few years ago in January, I was uncertain about which book to focus on writing for the year ahead, and I used this method. My options were these: revise an advanced astrology book that I'd written and hand it to a publisher. Number 2, find an illustrator for a series of children's books I wrote for my son when he was young. These books still make me smile when I read them. Number 3, work on a novel I had begun with an intuitive theme. Number 4, complete a thriller novel I had begun. And number 5, resume writing a barely begun non-fiction book. It was about a subject I love, but doing it in a unique and challenging way. So instead of using these long descriptive sentences, I use the project name for each book, because it's important to keep it simple. I then asked, is it wise for me to focus on this project for the year ahead? It's vital that you take your time with interpreting cards for each of these options, so as not to rush to the best card while overlooking others. To help with this, place each selected card face down on the table and reveal one card at a time, taking a few moments to relate that card to the particular choice. When reading for clients, I never let them select cards for choices if I don't know what those choices are. If a client insists on keeping choices secret, I challenge them. I simply ask, do you want me to be vague or to be clear with each choice? I have to know what I'm relating the card to if I'm to eliminate card meanings and improve accuracy. Essentially, more precise questions increase the accuracy of answers. Then the strongest positive card indicates the most promising option. I then follow the 5 alternatives layout with a 7 card layout for the best option. For important questions, always use a full layout. When Miley asked about 5 possible wedding venues, 2 of them seemed promising. We then asked about those venues in 2 7 card layouts. A wedding venue is too important to choose on a single card. As this was a popular venue, it was booked out on a preferred month of October. We then used a 5 alternative layout to explore other months. November was the only month that was a positive R at that venue. A week later, Miley emailed to say it was booked out throughout November. She followed up a month later to say that due to a cancellation, the venue was available in the second week of November. And in her next reading, a year later, she told me that the venue was brilliant on her big day. The 5 card layout can be used for identifying the best website to find a local gardener, to find a fitness coach, or to choose a cafe for a first date. Clients have used this layout to identify the most effective way to fix a long-standing back issue, to discover which process will heal them from a recent breakup, and to pick a suitable suburb to move to when relocating interstate. It has been used to select university subjects, to check if a particular foods are allergy-free, and to narrow down options for personal development courses. If you only have one option, use a full layout of 5 or more cards. But this is great when options seem to be everywhere and nothing seems to stand out. When Brad wanted to switch courses at university at the end of his first year, he was sure about only one thing. He didn't want to continue engineering. Having injured his shoulder in a sports mishap, he was intrigued by how a physiotherapist helped him to heal. So his 5 alternative courses included 1, physiotherapy, 2, studying osteopathy, 3, chiropractic studies, 4, sports medicine, and 5, other. He selected strong cards for both sports medicine and physiotherapy and eventually switched to a sports medicine degree. Some clients arrive with a list of carefully worded queries. Others are too confused by what's happening to know what to ask. So in private practice, a tarot reader's role is to distill situations and options into clear, concise questions and encourage clients to ask those questions. Thoughtful questions often provide clearer answers.